here's a story from The World.
Germany has been seen as Western Europe's poster child in how it's handled the coronavirus. The fatality rate in Germany is far lower than many of its European neighbors, and its lockdown wasn't even that strict. Chancellor Angela Merkel's popularity has soared, and yet some Germans are still not happy. There have been street protests over the government's handling of the pandemic most weekends for the past couple of months. So should the German chancellor be worried? Our Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
It's not often an LGBT rights campaigner can be found marching alongside a neo-Nazi supporter. But that's what's been happening on the streets of Berlin and Stuttgart in the past months. The protesters, usually not wearing masks, are marching in opposition to the German government's coronavirus restrictions. They carry signs with messages like "Corona false alarm" and "Enough is enough." Molecular biologist Christoph Huck was at the rally in Stuttgart a couple of weeks ago. He says the government's lockdown measures were unnecessary.
I know this potentially sounds cynical, but I would say, see, people die, yeah? People die of infections, people die from traffic accidents, and some healthy people die from the coronavirus. But that does not justify the whole thing, yeah? That does not justify the whole lockdown.
The marches in German cities, particularly the large-scale demonstration in Berlin, raised eyebrows across Europe. What did Germans have to protest about? After all, their lockdown was nothing near as severe as, say, France or Spain, where families were forced to stay indoors for months. And the death toll in Germany was at least four times lower than in those countries. Berlin-based epidemiologist Tobias Kurt says the low fatality rate may in fact be leading to the protests.
That's what we call the prevention paradox, because we achieved such a good success and the numbers were low. And people say, look, we don't have anything, so let's opening up again. So that's the paradox.
Kurt says the number of people taking to the streets is still small when compared to the size of Germany. The country has a population of almost 84 million, and the largest protest gathering so far has been around 20,000 people. But the diversity of the demonstrators, who include far-right supporters, does trouble Kurt.
There's a very funny mix between those who don't want to get vaccination, those who don't believe in the virus, and then right-wing parties, not just the AfD, but even more extreme groups. That is very some, because if you have situations like this, and if this is ongoing, then people just have an irrational behavior, and that turns then into a political belief, which is also irrational.
Kurt isn't the only one unsettled by the unlikely mix of protesters. Christoph Huck joined the rallies because of his frustration over government restrictions and his fear that a vaccine could be made mandatory. And he's not happy that far-right protesters have joined the marches.
I don't like them. Yeah. I'd be happy if they weren't there. There were very few. If you look at the videos, you can see that the vast majority of people is from the middle of society. Yeah.
Members of Germany's far-right party, Alternative für Deutschland, or AfD, support the protests. But the party's view has flip-flopped during the pandemic. Matthias Dilling is a politics professor at Oxford University.
Initially, they criticised the government for not doing enough. Then they criticised the government for constraining people's rights.
Dilling says the AfD may well be attending the protests to show its anti-establishment leanings and to garner public support. But the party's popularity rating has notably dropped over the last 6 months. One clear winner, though, is Angela Merkel herself. Late last year, the German Chancellor's ratings hovered around 55%. Now, they stand at 70%. Dilling says Merkel's style of leadership may well be suited to times of upheaval.
She seems to be the chancellor of crisis, if one can say so. During her chancellorship, she faced the euro crisis, she faced the so-called refugee crisis, and she's now facing the corona crisis. While obviously she received significant criticism also in the past, there seems to be a general sense that she's dealing with such challenges fairly well.
Biologist Christoph Huck finds Merkel's high ratings hard to stomach.
Yes, that's really horrible. I mean, that's something that is hard to observe for someone who really works for freedom, that millions of people follow this official course. And I think Germans are happy if there's someone who tells them what to do. Unfortunately, that's still the case.
Despite bucking the trend among its European neighbours, infection rates in Germany are on the way back up. And epidemiologist Tobias Kurth says another lockdown may not work as well second time around.
I think a further lockdown, for example, will be very, very difficult to communicate. And I hope that we have plans to rather act on a smaller unit. So identify clusters, identify smaller regions and act there rather than saying entire Germany or entire branches, like, let's say, restaurants or something like that need to be closed again. I think that would be really, really problematic. So that's why wearing masks, keeping distance is so important right now to keep the numbers as low as possible.
Despite his objection to government restrictions, Christoph Huck does wear a mask in public.
I have to. it's a law. I have to, yeah. And I'm a person who is not very keen of getting into discussions with people in the supermarket.
But he will continue to protest. Another demonstration is scheduled for Berlin at the end of August, and organisers are appealing to people from across Europe to join them. Whether Angela Merkel can keep the virus in check and maintain her popularity ratings, no one is yet ready to predict. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.